Siman Shin Chav Hei, we left off in the middle of Sifri Aleph, and we said that if a goy collects asavim for his behemoth, then a yid who does not, the goy does not know, could Michael leftover asavim, leftover grass to his behemoth afterwards, as long as that's in the way not to be over in the Isra of Muksa. However, if the goy knows the yid, if it's makiroi, then it's also because they're afraid Shemi Yabishviloi, the goy, might start picking more grass on behalf of the yid. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekes amongst the achronim. If we're talking about a case where the goy knew at the time that the yid needed asavim for his behemoth also, and that's where it's a chashah shamira b'shvilei, or even the case where at the time the goy did, he did not know the yid needs it, and therefore there's no chashash at the time he'll be mar b'shvilei, but still, since he'll find out afterwards that the yid used it, and it is a yid that he knows, we're afraid next Shabbos he'll be mar b'shvilei, he'll pick more grass out of the ground on behalf of this yid. So in this machlekes, Mishnah Berurah says that b'isa tzarech, mokum b'tzarech, one can make on this shiloh. Now, also Mishnah Berurah tells us that this whole Isser by Makiroi of Shamiyar Bishviloi is only an Isser to be Nenafil on Shabbos, but there's no Isser Kadesh Yasa after Shabbos. Now the Machaber says that if something that does not pass the issue of Shamiyar Bishviloi, there's no way there could be such a problem. For example, the guy lit a candle for himself, or the guy built a ramp in order to go down from a boat onto the dry land. So there, one candle, many people can get light from it. One ramp, many people can walk down. Then even if the guy knows the Yid, there's no Chashash of Shamiyar Bishviloi. To be chayshed that next Shabbos, and the guy does not need to light a candle just for the yid, a bullet ramp just for the yid, that's not a chashash, even the guy knows the yid well. It's only a chashash that once the guy's doing it anyway, he'll do more for the yid. But here where it's ner le'echa, ner le'meya, the same candle one person uses, other people could use, there's no iser. See, if it bays, the Mechaber says, even if the guy and yid do not know each other, if the guy says clearly he's doing it for the yid, then it's also for the yid to be nana from it. In fact, even the guy doesn't say that, but if it's obvious there for the yid, like the guy lit a candle in the yid's house and he walks out of the house, so obviously who did he do it for? It must have been for the yid. So then, it's also to be known from it, even the guy and the yid do not know each other. Mishnah Berurah points out that if the guy says that he's doing it for the yid, even if the guy also uses it a little bit, he said he's doing it for the yid, so that's also the yid to be known from. As opposed to in the case where the guy did not say he's doing it for the yid, we're just trying to prove that he did it for the yid because it's obvious as such. So that's only if the guy lit the candle and walked out of the house right away. But if the guy stayed there a little bit and was nana from the aura of the candle himself a little bit, from the aura, from the heat, whatever it is, so then it's not obvious that he did it for the yid, even if he only stayed for a few minutes. As long as he did not say he's doing it for the yid, so and it's not muchach, it's not for sure he did it for the yid, maybe he did it for his own benefit for those few minutes, so then the yid is allowed to be nana from it afterwards. The Mechaber says in Sifri Gimel that if a guy, if he collects grass, picks grass from the ground, and he feeds it directly to Yid's behemoth, the Yid's not involved in it, so you don't have to stop him. If it happened once in a while, the guy is doing it, it's nothing to do with us, we didn't tell him to do it. We could say he has his own personal reasons why he's doing it, he also gets some benefit from us down the road that he fed our behemoth, so then you do not have to stop him. As opposed to, the Mechaber says, with Rogo B'kach, if he does on a regular basis, then you have to, stop him, otherwise it looks like the whole thing's a harama, whole thing's a trick for us to get the guy to feed our behemoth, that we're having him doing it, we're just not saying it to him straight out. But if he does it once in a while, and not on a regular basis, then it's fine. In Sifri Dalet, the Mechaber says that if the guy on Shabbos makes Orem into a coffin, or if he digs a grave for himself or for a guy, it could be used after Shabbos for a yid to be buried in. However, the guy did it for a yid, not only can we not use it immediately after Shabbos, but it can never be used ever for a yid to be buried in this coffin, in this Orem, or for a yid to be buried in this burial spot. And the Mechaber says the reason is because the kever is for Hesia and the Aron is, but also it's public and everyone knows clearly he did it for this Yid, so that's more Chomer. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Mechalek Rishonim, if it's any time the God is Malacha for Yid and Milut for Hesia in a public thing, so then Yid can never be nana from it, not just Kadesh Yasa. Or if it's more Chomer over here, because it's a kever, it's a Chil Hashem, that's Bezoyin, a Kapanim, it's a Ganai, that a Yid should bury in a kever before some Chil Shabbos is done with. But if it's nothing to do with burying, with burial, then it's fine. And the Mishnah Berurah says, since it's Machlokes Rishonim, and the Ara of the Rishonim that are Mekel also, so therefore, B'le'ezet Tzarech, in the case of need, you can't Mekel. Now, if it's Betzina, if the guy did it privately, so then, even if he did it for the Yid, once Kadesh Yasa after Shabbos, then a Yid can be nana from it just like everything else. The whole issue is only for Hesia, and even that is a Shiloh. If it's for everything, that's done for Hesia, or only for Hesia, one has to do it with Kvura. Now, even the case where it's for Hesia, and the Yid can never be buried in it, it's only that Yid that was done for. But a different Yid could be buried in it, as long as you wait afterwards, b'chadesh yasa. Like any time the Malacha deraisa is done on behalf of a Yid by a guy, that no Yid can be nana from it till Shabbos ends, and even kadesh yasa afterwards is aser. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that this Halacha that till kadesh yasa is aser, after kadesh yasa is mutter, does not make a difference if the guy did it on his own for a Yid, or if he had told him to do it. In any case, It's also took the shiasa after the shiasa was mutter, except by prehesia, or possibly just by a cover, that's also for the yidu was done for, lo'olam.